from the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans. This is the Rink Podcast with Ranger Proud postgame versus the Florida Panthers. Rangers win 5-2 over the Panthers. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. A good one for the Rangers, getting the chip or the insurance goal off of what would have been a Brady Shea icing, but the hustle of Jesper Fast to recover the puck and Hayes knocking it in. Good games by the top line, Mika Zibanejad, Matt Zuccarello, finally letting the shots fly. Mika Zibanejad was awesome tonight. I know he had the one blunder in the penalty kill, and I know we're going to talk with that with RP. He had the one blunder on the penalty kill, but I love the coaching adjustment or the, you could say, the rotation of with the penalty kill units with Dave Quinn opting to go with the second unit for the majority of the start of penalty kills, switching that up. I know there was a couple of reasons for that. One of the reasons was Mika getting hurt on one of the plays in the late in the second period. But also, I think this is quite evident, and I've been saying this for weeks on this podcast, Zibanejad, I know he got the shorthanded goal, but I don't think he's the definitive answer to lead the PK at the point. Yes, he wins faceoffs, and you could get control of the puck, and he's done an excellent job for that, and that's probably why he is on the first unit. But the second PK unit with Hayes and those guys, Hayes is really playing well with the penalty kill, and that's what I really love. And they really neutralized the Florida power play tonight. And I think that's what really defensively won the game for the Rangers. But excellent game by the Z guys. The Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud, RP, Facebook, Twitter, and Ranger.Proud on Instagram. Ranger Proud, good win. We got 2 points. We can talk about that game of Sunday versus the Flames, in which I thought the Rangers were actually better. Rangers didn't play all that great. They played solid, and they got the win tonight versus a team that's a lot of people think they're going to take the next step. I don't see that in the Florida Panthers, but you got to get the 2 points before you hit this road trip. What's going on, RP?
Hey, how's it going, Steve? Yeah, solid win. You know, they started out a little slow, and then Zibanejad took over, and then they played really well. Their forecheck was really strong tonight. They were on the puck. The first thing I noticed, they were really on the puck. They kept pinning the Panthers deep. They kept taking it to them, especially in that in the second period. Their pursuit was excellent tonight. A lot of good things. Like I said, it was a much-needed win. They were ready to head out to the road trip. Nice to get another 5 spot on. Surprising, but nice. So a lot of good things in the game.
What about the play of Mika Zibanejad? Like I said right before he came on, I thought after that first given up power play goal, he was phenomenal. And I think the setup, the shorthanded goal with started with Zuccarello. And I thought Zuccarello, it goes hand in hand tonight with those guys. I know Chris Kreider was quiet, but on the night he was quiet, the Rangers do prevail with those two guys in particular, because Zibanejad was, he's definitely the first star of this game. There's no way around, you know, no doubt about that. He was winning all the faceoffs, it seems. Set up the Zuccarello slap shot, actually two of them. Set up one of the goals went off the knee of the defender, went 5-0 on Hutchinson, and then the other goal was a clean shot and went top shelf in the third period. But Zibanejad was just been awesome. The shorthanded goal, I think BC would have been there anyway, but credit to Zibanejad. I mean, what's your thoughts on Zibanejad?
He definitely sparked the team tonight. I mean, 4 points, he had two goals and an assist in the third period. In the second period. He was setting up Zuccarello. I mean, Kreider even had assists tonight. The new first line, because Quinn changed the lines up and put Zuccarello up there with Zibanejad and Kreider. They all had a point tonight, at least a point tonight. Kreider had one, and Zibanejad had the 4, and Zuccarello, I think, had 2 or 3 points and 2 goals. I mean, this is the way you want to see them, you know, play more consistently. It was against the Florida Panthers, understandable, but the Rangers needed it as a win. It was a solid game from probably – obviously, from that shorthanded goal mark forward, they absolutely just changed the game. They really did what you were hoping. It was a tough first period. You know, I think they only had 4 or 5 shots on goal in the first period, which is I mean, they had five shots on goal. You can't get outshot 14-5 by the Florida Panthers. It was, you know, when the first period ended, it was like, here goes another, you know, 1 or 2 goal game and a struggle. So it was great to see him put the puck in the net. I mean, Zibanejad, Zuccarello, Kreider definitely led. But a lot of guys played really well tonight. Neil Pionk had several assists tonight. He looked good every single time he was on the ice.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he's playing so well right now. Already game. Excuse me. But you could just see his confidence is just flying right now on the ice. He really looks sharp. He had two assists tonight. So he's definitely stepping his game up the way, I guess you could say the way everyone anticipated. It took a little bit of time, you know, 8-9 games into the season now. But he definitely looks comfortable. He looks comfortable in all situations, even strength, PK, power play. Wherever they put him, he's playing well. Brady Shea had another strong hockey game tonight, a lot of minutes on the ice. He's definitely taking that next step. You know, it's taken a little bit of time. The defense, I think, anyway, has come along faster than the offense. The offense is, I mean, aside from tonight, hasn't been doing a lot, but they've been getting the shots. So as frustrating as it was that they haven't been finishing, I mean, they had 40 shots the other night against Calgary. They had a lot of shots tonight. They finally got 5 goals in. So it's been coming. It's just for some reason the Rangers just can't finish. So it's magnified that they're not scoring. And a lot of the play or a lot of the hockey game as a whole is being really simplified down to goal scoring. So the Rangers were able to battle that tonight. So, I mean, it's a great way to go into the road trip. And like you said, Steve, they, as a team, the Rangers won 53% of their faceoffs tonight, which is a solid night. So, you know, pick up that momentum. A win went out Lundqvist in net is always good. Gorgiev looked good tonight. It looked like those 2 games down at Hartford got his game back. Sharpie made some really good saves. Even that wraparound goal, the second goal, as Joe Micheletti said, he was there. He hugged the post, and the puck just bounced off his outside leg and ricocheted through him. But he was on it, so it was good to see. When I noticed the last time he played, he was getting beat to the post. He wasn't going side to side as fast as you would want him. So, you know, all the buttons were the right ones to push that Quinn laid out there, and they come out with a nice win.
Yeah, you said a lot of points. Let me go through all of the ones that you said, and they were right on my radar, so we could address them. Neil Pionk was phenomenal. I love him. I know I love Neil Pionk. We talk about this all the time.
Oh,
I love Neil Pionk. I don't see why a Ranger fan or just a hockey fan would not. He was – I mean, everything – the power play
on the puck,
on the puck is just consistent. That, I mean, his patience setting up Matt Zuccarello, and excellent patience, by the way, for Matt Zuccarello as well on that first goal he had, because he could have did the Shattenkirk thing, what he did, a bonehead thing with shooting from the blue line. He was like, take a he doesn't have a hard shot. I'll get to Shattenkirk later, but this is more about Zuccarello. But Pionk and Zuccarello, Pionk with. He makes the right pass at the right time. And I think the right time is the part I love about his game. He's not just making the pass to make the pass. He's putting them in positions so they can excel. And Zuccarello is, I guess you could say, for one night or a couple of nights, that he's taking the lead of Quinn, because Zuccarello has been his unselfish, get the set up everybody type of play. He's not trying to get goals. But on a night like this, he's putting the shots on the net. He's putting the shots on goal. And fortunately for that first one, it went in 5-0 through Hutchinson's legs off the knee of the defender. And then, of course, immediately off the Zibanejad faceoff, it was a rifle. And I would love to see more of that from him. I mean, we all have been saying that for Zuccarello for years. That's just,
well,
I don't know.
The Rangers, I think that's what the Rangers have been, not to cut you off, have been tonight. It looked like the game plan was quick shots. The Zuccarello goal off the faceoff. I mean, the puck barely touched Zuccarello's stick and was already in the air going towards the net off the Zibanejad win. If you notice, a lot of the goals were really quick shots, hard shots. Zibanejad's second goal from the circle was a beautiful, hard, fast shot. I think the Rangers and the coaching staff are trying to get the players to – they're getting a lot of shots. They were getting a lot of shots. So I think now we wanted to get the goalie moving a little bit more. Take those quick, hard shots, get those rebounds. There was a lot of traffic in front of the net, a lot of chaos that the Rangers were causing, making the Panther goalies move around a lot, flip-flop a lot. So I think the strategy worked tonight, and they'll be able to build off that. I mean, there's a lot of good things. That the power play created a lot of momentum. We always talk about that. They were getting a lot of shots on goal. They had a lot of traffic in front of the net. they were hitting the net more tonight, if you notice, at the critical times. You know, that's really important because it gives the team rebounds. It gives them scoring opportunities. It keeps the puck deep in the other end. They did all the things that we've been looking for them to do all in two periods. I mean, the first period was really a wash. They really didn't do much. The second period it was David Quinn hockey. They were fast in their own end, if you notice. And what I noticed tonight is what the Rangers coaching staff has been trying to get the team to do since preseason. If you notice a lot, when Zibanejad was centering, when Howden was centering, there was a center behind the Rangers net helping out the defenseman. That's that third man low he's been trying to get, and it looks like, at least tonight, the Rangers were executing it the correct way. And it really helped if you notice that they were getting out of their end a lot faster. They didn't allow Florida to get too much of that push. They had a little bit of it in the third period after they scored their goal. That's going to happen. But overall, through the whole game, I thought the Rangers on the defensive side were really executing with the coaching staff and really pushing to get the team to do. And, I mean, it's great we have a kid like Brett Howden because he'll do whatever the coaching staff says. He's so fast. He's made some really good accurate passes. He set up VC in the third period. I VC didn't even know the puck was on a stick and it was already off, and it happened so fast from behind the cage. So I like a lot what I saw with that. And, you know, only one game, but you got to build off something. You know, Steve, and it was a regulation win. They did a lot of good things out there, and now you just hope they can keep the momentum going.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take these 2 points and move on, and that's what we should as a team. And I got to be – the eye test doesn't lie. I thought they played better on Sunday versus the Flames. They just couldn't finish. And the Rangers is like a team where if it's not even strength, if it's a special team situation, a lot of these goals are going to be through the special teams route. Or in this case, there was a shorthanded goal. That's not going to happen all the time. I think Florida, to an extent, I mean, let's be real. I wasn't threatened by them at all. I mean, I think they have a lot of – they have some good offense. They don't have elite offense. They have some good players on the team. There's nothing on there defensively I was worried about. I was checking out some of their games the last couple of weeks just to see what we were working with. And, I mean, there was one game versus the Capitals I think they played, and they snuck one by them. But that nothing really – that's like, oh, man, I fear the Panthers tonight. And I felt that if the Rangers played as consistently as they've done, they just need to score and score when they needed to, they would have been fine. Going back to Pionk, I loved it. Oh, not Pionk. It was Kreider. I kind of shortchanged. Let me give him credit for where it is. He may not have shown up on the score sheet, but I love the screen he had on that first power play goal by Zuccarello. It was an excellent screen. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it had a lot to do with the goalie missing it, but I thought Kreider quietly on that play probably won't get the credit, but I watched it and I'm going to give him the credit because he would have been there off of ricochet, maybe had the chance to knock down a rebound in there had it gone a different bounce. But got to give him credit. You know, like you said, there was a lot of traffic in the night. He did a good job positioning himself in front of the goalie. You mentioned Brady Shea. Now, I will say Brady Shea had a good game tonight, but I'll put it like this. I didn't like his body language early on. I thought he was very slow, reactionary to the puck early on. Like, his awareness was real slow in that first period. That I did notice that. But later on, I thought he played well. He had some good hustle in him. I mean, he helped set up that penalty. Well, Florida had the penalty. You remember the bowling ball play on Buchnevich, and they totally took him out when we were going back up ice. That recovery by Brady Shea was excellent coming deep down where Florida was on attack. I thought he did an excellent job with recovery defense tonight. But his game got better as the game went on. He's skating deep into the zones and setting up good shot opportunities as well. Did start off slow, but I thought he played – as the game went on, he played a lot better. I will give Shea that credit as well. But the most consistent defenseman tonight was definitely Pionk. If you had to say all the defensemen across the board, Pionk played the most consistent game. I loved it. Wish we could get more out of that out of Shattenkirk. Quaid did an excellent job with blocking shots as well. What's your thoughts on the rest of the defensemen? I thought Stahl had a terrible turnover that could have been brutal. I don't remember the odd man run. Oh, it was actually a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-2 that Gorkiev had this. He had good stops, but it was set off of a stupid turnover by Mark Stahl in the neutral zone. What was your thoughts on the rest of the defensemen tonight?
I didn't think, other than that play, I thought Stahl was having had a pretty strong game. he looked fast tonight. He had a couple of plays when he actually skated the puck out of the zone and dumped it in. Smith didn't play a lot, especially when he took that. It was a stupid 10-minute misconduct to go off the fight he made because he wouldn't stop after the fight. He kept trying to get back at him and get back at him, and that cost him 15 minutes of ice time. Well, not 15 minutes. 15 minutes of game time in the penalty box. He's got to be smarter than that because they needed him on the ice. He was playing well, and it was a – sometimes you just got to let it go. But, I mean, Shattenkirk, I thought he played pretty well tonight. You know, they all are still making these little mistakes, and that just maybe how it be. They're all trying a little bit too much. They're all squeezing the sticks a little bit too much, especially early in the game. But I can't really knock anyone's play because overall as a team, I really liked what I saw. I mean, even down to McLeod, Namestnikov played well. VC had plenty of chances. Hayes looked solid. When you go top to bottom on tonight's lineup, it just worked. It might have been because it was the Panthers. But like you said, they played really well in the Calgary Flame game on Sunday night. But they just couldn't finish. And that's the big difference, Steven. I know it sounds simple. Scoring goals changes the whole complexity of the game. And I'm not saying that to be sarcastic. But you build so much more confidence. The Rangers knew they could score goals tonight. So their forecheck was twice as hard as it normally was. They were in their faces. They were taking a lot of shots. They were taking good quality shots because they felt that they could all score. They weren't trying to make the perfect shot. They were just trying to get a lot of shots on net. They were shooting the puck faster than they normally do. They were shooting high, low, to the left, to the right. They're making the goalie move all the time. In the Calgary game, they looked like even though they had 40 shots or 42 shots, they were looking for that perfect pass, that perfect shot. You can't play like that. You just got to make your shot, and the puck eventually will go in, and that's what happened tonight. If the Rangers, and we've said this all along, if the Rangers could score goals, they would be much better than the record indicates. The defense has been playing pretty well. It's been playing well enough to win games that they've lost because they just can't score. So, you know, a lot to it. It's funny because today one of the articles I wrote for Elite Sports was about how to solve their scoring woes, and the first thing I put was they should keep shooting the puck. They did. They needed to play better offensively and on the penalty kill, power play and on the penalty kill, and they did that tonight. They should put bodies in front of the net, and that's what you said with Kreider was standing in front, which may not come up on the score sheet. It may not sound important, but Kreider is a big boy. He has to be screening the goaltenders more. It gives guys like Zuccarello and Zibanejad a better lane to shoot at, and the goalie just can't see where the puck's going until the last second. So, if Kreider's not going to be putting the puck in and out a lot, that's how he can be really effective on the ice without scoring a goal. And then the last part I put was the power play needs to be more efficient, and they had two tonight. So I had a good night on my article.
Yeah.
And the Rangers got 2 points out of it. You know, it was a pretty good day all around.
Well, we'll say this, though. When you continue, like you said earlier, when you continue to win faceoffs, and they're doing that at a very good rate, and that's puck control, that's puck management, be in a situation to win matchups and win the matchup after winning the initial faceoff and the shots on goal, let them fly like Zuccarello did tonight. You're going to get good things, man. I mean, all you got to do is put it in front of the net. You know, let's see where it goes from there. A deflection here or a bounce back there, a put in there. From the first line tonight was very, very good. I mean, I'll say even across the board, a lot of those guys played good tonight. I thought Hedo had a little bit of out-of-control moments, but he's still a catalyst on this team. Him and Hayes, love Hayes
scoring
tonight.
Chances. He just can't finish. You know, David Quinn's right. Once he gets one in the net, I think the floodgates are going to open up for the kid because he's so close right now. He, like you said, Hayes set him up a couple of times in the third period. He just can't get that. He needs one of those lucky bounce goals. He doesn't need anything. He just needs the puck to go in the net one time. And the weight of the world is going to come off his shoulders. But until then, you could have a lot of what you saw tonight.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Let me try to go back through all the points that you said. And they're all valid. There's nothing really not to disagree with. The catalyst line, of course, with Hedo, whoever he's playing with. Buchnevich had a couple of good shots on goal. I thought he had a nice on the first power play. He's doing what Quinn is telling him to do. So, I mean, he's following orders, and these guys are letting them fly. I said this, like, that Sunday game, I thought the Rangers were even better in that game than tonight.
Yeah.
I thought they played a lot better on Sunday. Sometimes it doesn't go your way, but I think Calgary's a better team than Florida. And if I, here's the thing about Florida, and I'm not trying to take away from the Rangers. I mean, out of Dardanoff and Barkov and maybe a couple of those other guys, there's like two of those guys you fear offensively, but their defense is real suspect. It's terrible. I mean, but I'm not. But hey, you gotta win. You gotta get the 2 points wherever you can get it. And the Rangers.
Oh, absolutely. Nice they never two bad points, right?
I never feared the Panthers tonight. Like watching it, you know how you watch a game, you're like, man, I think we got this. I mean, especially in the second period. Yeah, we got this.
In the second period, I agree. In the first period, there was that little, they had that 1-0 lead, and they only had 5 shots on goal, and you're like, well, if they can't generate more than 5 shots on that against the Florida Panthers and their backup goaltender, it's going to be a long season.
Right.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. I'm not going to lie about it. The first period was really disappointing.
Yeah.
Especially knowing you're going on this West Coast trip, and it's going to be a hard West Coast trip that they're going into. These 2 points were really – it was full desperation mode. They needed to leave the Garden tonight with 2 points. They needed to get their first – it was their first win in regulation. They beat the Sharks in overtime, and I forgot who they won in the shootout. So they needed it. They needed everything to come together. You know, you could really build off a game like tonight. They did a lot of good things. They, maybe Quinn found his line combinations. You know, he's been changing them either because of injury or hunch or whatever, but he's been changing his lines. I think he's changed his lines every game this season. So, not personnel, but line combinations. So, it was nice to see that in this instance, maybe he found some line combinations that at least he can go with Thursday night in Chicago. You know, not to say you're going to keep it, but the lines were really strong. The BC Howard and Buchnevich line was intact from the game before. The Kreider's and Vanajad Zuccarello line was new tonight. I think the Hedel-Hayes fast line was new tonight. And
it is. It was.
The fourth line was new because they sat with Terrier and they put Spooner in the lineup. So you want to know something? I would think that all season you're going to see McLeod and Terrier go in and out for one another. But overall, I think he should go with the same lineup and see what happens. On defense, it's a little bit easier now. Unfortunately, Kleason has an upper body injury. He's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks, this thing now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when D'Angelo's, if or when he'll get back in the lineup. He's been scratched 6 out of 8 times. A report today said that Quinn spoke with him and told him exactly what he's looking for. And until he sees it, he's not going to put him in the lineup. So he didn't tell us what exactly he's looking for out of D'Angelo, but for whatever reason, he just cannot seem – he's stuck in limbo. They can't send him down because he probably wouldn't clear waivers, and right now he's not good enough to break the top six. So D'Angelo's going to be on the outside looking in for a little while. I mean, the pairings today, he kind of moved around. They weren't great, but they worked. Stahl and Pionka played together before. They did a lot last season, and that played out pretty well today. The Shea and McQuaid, I'm really waiting for them to put Shea and Smith together again. I don't think they've had that this year. McQuaid played well in Shattenkirk. I guess maybe he's afraid to put McQuaid in Shattenkirk because they're both two of those stay-at-home kind of defensemen. So, but tonight it worked. So maybe they'll just build on that. Maybe he'll just go with the same lineup. I'm sure he's going to put Lundqvist back in goal against the Hawks, and you'll see what happens.
How do you feel about watching this game? You heard me on the last couple of weeks. I uttered it earlier on this episode with the in-game. I don't think Ranger fans really noticed this, and I said this earlier. The in-game adjustment with Quinn, they went every penalty kill they went with after the first one they gave up, they went with the second unit. And Hayes was a lot better. Their unit was a lot better on the initial penalty kill, off the face-off. They were very good tonight. And I don't think a lot of Ranger fans caught that. And I know Zibanejad got the shorthanded goal, and it was great that he did, and it was off a nice pressure. You've said it earlier with the Zuccarello testiness, and it caused a turnover, and Zibanejad took that thing around the net, and he got it. Shorthanded goals are not going to come like that on penalty kills often. They're kind of – it's one of those rare things. It happens – it does happen, but it's not an everyday occurrence, you know what I'm saying? So, The whole point is what I'm trying to say to you, RP. The in-game adjustment with Quinn going with the penalty kill unit, and I know Zibanejad got hurt or kind of nicked up. Remember, I think it was his leg going into the boards. Maybe that was one of the reasons why Quinn had more of a reason to go with the second unit with Hayes. I love Hayes at that point where, you know, Zibanejad plays the point on the defense, so does Hayes. Hayes looks – he's not as fast and, you know, quick as a skater as Zibanejad, but his ranginess, his timeliness, it's just his awareness is a whole lot better. They made those passes a lot better on the Zibanejad lineup. Hayes and them were excellent. That's why I'm looking at the penalty kill. And it was 24th this year. That's not good. We were a top 10 penalty kill last year. Matter of fact, the last couple of years, but last year in particular, just going back a year, I thought our penalty kill has slipped. And I've mentioned this to you in the Buffalo game. I believe this happened again in the Avalanche game. And it was on the first PK unit. The PK unit for the second unit, I don't know the stats right offhand, but knowing watching these games, they've done an excellent job. As far as getting on it. And I think maybe the reason why they like Zibanejad on the first penalty kill, maybe he could win the faceoff and maybe slow down the penalty, the power play for the opposing team for maybe 5 to 10 seconds until they get back up. Did you notice that, or what was your thoughts on both units tonight?
On the penalty kill? I thought
– Yeah.
I mean, you got to say they played well. I think they only gave up one power play goal. They got the shorthanded goal. He seems to be every game changing it up. I like the way the two units played tonight. They were quick and fast. He didn't leave them out too long, but they really boxed well. Meaning, you know, when they were in our end, they really, it was like almost it was 5-on-5. They put a lot of pressure on the Panthers, and they were forcing them into bad passes. A lot of giveaways, a lot of deflections, a lot of blocking in the shooting lanes. They gave Gorgiev the opportunity to see shots when they did get a shot through. And you are right, though. The penalty killing has to get better. The Rangers can't afford to have struggling scoring and then struggling 5-on-5 defense and then giving up, you know, power play goals. So I thought they played really strong tonight. I think it's what you're going to want to see a lot more in the, you know, for the regular season. And you want to know something? Tonight was Zibanejad's night. There wasn't too many things he could do wrong. Sometimes you have one of those nights. Tonight was his night. You could just tell.
Well, he definitely
he
made
just
up for that
all
first
over
goal.
The place.
That
everything
first goal
he touched
him
worked.
Yeah, but the first goal, that was on him. He totally made up for that. So he definitely made up. His plus minus is great tonight, so he made up.
I think right now the Rangers game as a whole, you're going to see mistakes every game. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get that really clean, crisp game, you know, once or twice maybe. You know, you're going to see mistakes. You're going to see plays when we're both like, wow, if he would have done this, that wouldn't have happened. But that's what's happening with a young team. And when you have a young team, your rookies are trying not to make mistakes, and your veterans are trying to compensate or do more than they really can do to help the team get a lead or keep a game tied. And when that happens, you're going to see mistakes and counterattacks and goals scored again. So you got to sort of take the good with the bad right now. On a night like tonight, so you gave up one power play goal. At the end of the day, it was another good defensive play by the whole team.
Excellent.
They're not
giving
up a lot of goals. Now, look, they had a little bit of trouble against the Flames. A power play goal. Johnny G looked great. What I've noticed, the only real negative I can notice, Steve, over the last couple of games is if a team has a really big guy, Ovechkin, Goudreau, they seem to be taking advantage of the Rangers. And that's something the Rangers are going to have to figure out. Because you can't go up against every team's big gun beats you all the time. So I think it's important that they start to isolate and get a game plan where when I'm playing a team that has that big scorer, got to try to contain him because you can't lose to one player all the time. And that's happened at least 2 times this season. But other than that, like you said, tonight the Panthers didn't have that, so it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem. In the Colorado game, they contained their big guns to an extent. I mean, McKinnon got some points and Landeskog got some points, but it wasn't total domination. But when you look at the Flames game, I thought Johnny G played a really – he was all over the place. The Oilers game was another one. Steve, Connor McDavid, he won that game single-handedly. You and I talked about that last time. Ovechkin had 2 power play goals in his game and some points and dictated their play. The Rangers are going to have to start to figure out how to control teams that have these big guns. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of points lost.
That's true. That is true. I agree with those points. Now, going back to the game Sunday versus the Flames, Johnny G is very, you know, we talked about him over the years. He's really hard to defend, man, because he's a small guy. He's very elusive. And I it's really hard for me not to blame Lundqvist. I'm not even going to blame him. I thought that was that spin around goal, when one of the goals he had. It was just,
the backhand spin around was great. Yeah.
What could you do with that?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, see,
you know,
from the goalie standpoint, you're right. But from the defenseman, if they would have been playing him a little bit tighter, you would have had trouble accepting the pass in order to make the turnaround backhand. So, and those are things that the players are going to learn. I mean, you got to know how good the player is in front of you. You
That's
can't give him room,
point.
Just like with the McDavid game. You can't give them the opportunities that they have because they're going to score. These guys are elite hockey players. So, it's all a learning process, though, you know. Like I said, tonight I saw a lot of positives on defense. I really love the way the centers were coming back into the zone and helping out, which is what they've been working on. When that happens, it's hard to get the pass from behind the net to the front because you're outnumbering the guys behind the net, and that's what Quinn's trying to get the team fully acquainted with. It's a five-man attack on the defense and on the offense. You know, he's trying to do a breakout. Quinn has an idea of exactly how he wants the play to go. It just hasn't really evolved yet on a very consistent basis. Tonight was probably, you have to say it's probably one of their better games they played on the season, not just because they won, because they played a good game against Calgary and lost, but they did a lot of things that they've been trying to get the players to do all in one game. They had a good penalty kill. They had a good power play. They played well 5-on-5. They played well defensively. They played like a cohesive unit, which is what you want to start seeing. And on a rebuilding team, we knew it was going to take time. It's only been 7-8 games here, so look, the hard work is not even begun for the team yet. But it's good to see a lot of these positives. It's nice to be talking about more things they did well as opposed to more things they did not so well.
Right on. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I definitely agree with that. And you mentioned about Gorky Ivan coming back from Hartford. And the last time I remember seeing was the Carolina Hurricane game, and it got really out of control in that third period. That was one of the things I wanted to ask you. How do you feel as far as the number of starts for Hank up until this point this far? You like it or you want to see more from the backup?
No problem.
Is this a vote of confidence for Gorky?
I have no problem with the amount of games that Hank's played. First of all, he's played very well. You know, you can't go by wins and losses because a lot of these games, the Rangers aren't scoring many goals. So if he gives up one or two, the game is over. I think he's played really well overall. The schedule has favored the Rangers. They've had a lot of long breaks in between games. But the reason why the Rangers sent Gorgiev down was because Hank played the back-to-back games last week, and then they had 3 full days off, actually 3.5 days off until they played the Flames Sunday night. So they knew what they wanted to do, and they had anticipated this in preseason, and this was a window where they could set Gorgiev down. They, you know, faced the Wolfpack were in Canada for both games. They went Ottawa for one game and Toronto for the next. And then they sent them back, and Mazanek did the backup role for the Flames game, and then they did the official recall, and he stepped in and played good tonight. So I think right now it all worked out well. I'm sure they're going to want to try to get Gorgiev in and get him they need to keep him playing to keep him in game shape. You can't keep sending him up and down to get games in. So they're going to have to work out their schedule. But, Steve, when you look at the schedule – it just favors the Rangers so much. You know, they'll play Chicago Thursday night, and then they're off to Sunday afternoon when they play the Kings. And then they go to San Jose and then Anaheim, and they play every other day. I would think Gorgiev is going to play one of those three games against either the Kings, the Sharks, or Anaheim. It might not. I mean, Hank might get on a good roll and with every other day, and they're not traveling that much. They might not. But and after the Anaheim game, they're off for 2 days until they play Buffalo at home. So the schedule's really worked in their favor. It's not going to be that way in November. They have a lot of games in November, so Gorgiev's going to see some action, and he's going to have to be relied upon to win some games. So it was good to see the two games with Hartford, he seemed to find his game. He looked a lot more comfortable in the game tonight.
All right, right. The scoring chances you have brought up earlier in that game, one of the chances with the with the Howden, Buchnevich, VC combination. I would love to see them finish that off, and that's going to be a work in progress. Hopefully that can get cleaned up. What was your thoughts on the early in the first period, Zuccarello with the block shot and going the opposite way? I know he's lost a little bit of a step on that breakaway early on in that first period. What was your thoughts on his hustle? And I know was it Matheson from the Florida Panthers caught him and poke checked that puck away. He couldn't get the shot on goal. I mean, it's little things like that. And I hate to nitpick, but I wish we had some.
Yeah, well, but that's his effort. I mean, you can't do nothing about his speed. His speed is what his speed is, but his effort is always there. It's always there, and his passing skill is still second to none on the Rangers. So, you know, speed is speed. There's a lot of guys that aren't the quickest on the team that still, you know, get the job done. I mean, Hayes is fast, but he's not super fast. Kreider, we know, has got a lot of speed. I mean, I really like the way Zuccarello played it. I mean, his second goal was perfect tonight. That shot off the faceoff was a clean shot. The way you draw it up. It's just the way you draw it up. And it was nice to see the two guys that we've been talking about all along, saying when are they going to score and get it going. And tonight they both did. Devon Jada and Zuccarello, I'm talking about. So, you know, there's nothing. Good job by David Quinn putting Zuccarello up on the first line. I mean, that's what he keeps trying to do. I give him credit. He hasn't lost his patience. He keeps flip-flopping lines till he finds what he thinks is that right combination for all three. And if you really think about it, he's starting to find it. You know, the line you just mentioned, the Howden, Vesin, Buchanan line is a solid line. I think we're going to see them play together for a while. I think at least for the next game, you're probably going to see Kreider, Zibanejad, and Zouk line stay together. So now it's just a matter of he's going to change the third and fourth line around, which I really don't think he will. I think the Rangers' fourth lines have been together a little bit, other than the switch with Letarier and Schooner. But Namestnikov and McLeod have played good together the last couple of games. And I think you're slowly starting to see the chemistry, the gelling, whatever you guys want to call it, of all four lines starting to come together. And that's great, because once that happens and the players start to get comfortable with one another, you might really start to see things click. And you might get to recognize situational plays. When he's going to put Nemtsov flying on? Is Hedl going to be out here more? Once he gets scoring, he's really going to be on fire. We already know what Zibanejad can do and Hayes' line. So there's a lot of promise. Yes, it's only coming out of this one game, but it's the right direction. It's absolutely the right direction. So guys like Zuccarello getting caught from behind and the little plays, VC not finishing, some of it's expected. Because you want to know something, Steve? A guy like Zuccarello and VC aren't supposed to be your big scorers. Even Zibanejad isn't. You know, I was listening on the radio in between driving around tonight with the family and all, and the first thing Dave Maloney said on the radio was, Zibanejad said he's not a goal scorer. When he came over from New York, he wasn't a guy that was supposed to score 20 or 25 goals. But because the team is so bad at scoring goals over the last two, three seasons, that's the responsibility Zibanejad's taken on. And we as fans and bloggers and writers and podcast members, we expect so much more out of him. But it's really an unfair thing sometimes. It's really not wasn't his forte. He's a playmaker. He's a center. He's a big passer. He's a grinder. Now he's become, you know, a top scorer on the Rangers. So it's an interesting scenario that Zibanejad recognized that he's not the goal scorer, but how his game has changed. Normally it's the other way. Normally it was like a Rick Nash situation. You came in as a goal scorer, and then over time you became more of a playmaker and a two-way player, and you don't score as much. Well, here it's the other way for Zibanejad. And tonight, you know, it might really jumpstart him. We knew he was good on the power play. We've always talked about that with him and Shattenkirk and getting shots on that and all. But the Zibanejad's second goal was gorgeous from the circle. I mean, you want to see him do that all the time. He stepped right into that shot, and that was another one of those quick shots, Steve. He really didn't give the goalie much time to get comfortable and all, and the puck was on its way. I think you're going to see a lot more of that. I think it worked, so you're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, you definitely should. I mean, we should see more shots from Mika Zibanejad on the power play, especially in that comfortable left circle. I mean, that's what he was doing all last year. I don't lie, not switch it up. It was kind of killing me watching him play make on the power play earlier this season. And it's like, why would you?
I agree.
It's insane. We need all the school we can get.
Yeah, but that might also be just, you know, Quinn trying things out his way a little bit. You know, so
I guess it's a rebuild here, right?
He hasn't set. He hasn't like it's not that I want to say that he hasn't settled, but he hasn't panicked. He's got his point across the plays if he hasn't been happy with them, not just by benching them, but explaining to them why they're sitting. You know, he did it with Shattenkirk. He did it with Pionk. And look at the results he got. Shattenkirk's played well. Pionk is playing really well. So I think, you know, even Buchnevich has played well. Yeah, he came back onto the fourth. Well, it was the fourth line. Now it's the third line. But every player he sat, other than D'Angelo, has really, really responded. And in D'Angelo's defense, he hasn't really gotten an opportunity to come back out of the doghouse. It just has not worked out for him right now. But other than that, you can't really argue with anything Quinn and the coaching staff has done. It's worked. On a rebuilding team, he's making sure that the kids know what they're looking for. He's letting them make mistakes. As he said all along, he's holding them accountable. They're playing that relentless forecheck, especially tonight. So everything that he's been pushing to get right now, his words getting across, the team is definitely buying in offensively and defensively. So it's a win-win right now, even though they're not winning a lot of games. There's a lot of promises, an uprise in that game. And it's got to be, because if the Rangers don't start finding ways to win and start finding ways to score, you're going to see the trade doors open a lot earlier than anyone anticipated. You know, so I was really happy with the way things played out.
Right on. Now we got, as you mentioned, we got the road trip. Next Tuesday, the Rangers are in San Jose, 10:30 game Eastern Standard Time. We'll be here at 10 o'clock, right before the game, to discuss what had happened in Chicago and L.A. So what are you expecting initially, Chicago game, L.A. game? What's your thoughts? And then we could get some final thoughts from you as well. As a matter of fact, if anything else from the rest of the NHL that you would have like or dislike from the rest of the league.
I would have loved to have seen, you know how we keep talking about television coverage and getting the big marquee games and on NBCSN?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they showing the San Jose Nashville
Predator game?
When Sidney Crosby's playing up against Connor McDavid.
Yeah, yeah.
That should have been the game of the week, man. How do you not have that on the game of the week? They're never going to get hockey market to the fans that don't know the sport a lot. You know, Sidney Crosby against Connor McDavid is just an awesome matchup. Crosby just said he thought McDavid was the best player in hockey last week in an interview. They're out there battling and all, and it's nowhere. I mean, NHL Network didn't televise it, NBCSN didn't televise it, and I cannot figure it out for the life of me. Why do you keep showing the same teams over and over? It's just the same thing over and over. And until the NHL wakes up, they're always going to struggle to get their marquee players out. I mean, haven't seen Toronto on an NBCSN much, and Austin Matthews is playing great. JT, your man, is playing phenomenal over there. I don't understand what they're doing. How many times are you going to see the Philadelphia Flyers, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the New York Rangers, the Washington Cavs? I mean, it's just a little ridiculous now. By the time they realize it, McDavid's going to be an old man. They're missing on way, way too many marquee situations. That's what I've noticed around the NHL from a television, from a viewership standpoint. From the Rangers standpoint, you know, they could have a good road trip here. The L.A. Kings, who they play on Sunday, are struggling. Quick was injured, their goaltender, and came back, and he struggled the last couple of games. They're not really gelling together or playing well. The Blackhawks have been up and down. I haven't followed a lot of them other than, you know, just taking quick glances at the standings and so forth. I mean, they're 4-2-2. They got 10 points. They're playing decent hockey. And the last game is going to be Anaheim Ducks, correct? Yes. They're playing pretty well. They're 5-3-1. They got 11 points. They're always tough for the Rangers. They always get to laugh. Obie has his fun against the Rangers and so forth.
They're a big team. They're a big team.
A big team. They're a big, fast team. And they just always seem to give the Rangers fits. So, you know, in years past, you'd always say you want to win every game, but 2-1 would be reasonable. They really have to win the Kings game. It might be the only one of the three they get. I just don't know if they're going to be able to score consistently against the Ducks and against the Blackhawks. Not to say that they won't, but their scoring is so infrequent. I'm just not quite sure. I'm hoping they go 1-2 on those three games. I guess for where the team is right now, I would think that would be respectable, considering, you know, where they're rebuilding and so forth and stuff like that. You know, they play – it's a four-game set. Excuse me, I said it's a four-game set. I really don't know if they can go 2-2 on it. Not being pessimistic and talking down, just being realistic. Chicago, the Kings, the Sharks again, and Anaheim. I mean, they beat San Jose. They could go 2-2, but it's going to be – I don't think they'll do any better than that.
Chicago's going to be tough. They've played well, like you said. I watched a couple of their games. They blew one game that I did watch in its entirety. They were playing the Wild in Minnesota, had a lead, blew the lead. Minnesota came back and won. I don't know how they pulled that off. Not to say Minnesota's back, because I think Minnesota's good. I thought they – I don't know. They let the foot off the gas or something. I don't know exactly what happened in that game. But, you know, they still have nice young pieces to go around with their veteran core and Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. They still got that. They got the old veterans, and they still got young pieces coming around them. That's still – we could compete with them. I'm not saying you're not saying that.
Maybe the Ducks. The Ducks game, I don't know. They just don't play
well
against Anaheim. I don't know what. Yeah, but I agree. I mean, as long as they stay competitive, as long as they don't get blown out and have those games when 1-0 becomes 4-0, a little bit like the Flames game. The Flames game, they were playing well, and all of a sudden it was 3-0, and it was just what happened kind of deal. The Rangers have to stay away from that, because it happens. Sometimes the game gets taken away from them too quick. And the way that they're not scoring goals, it's so hard to come back. I mean, for this Ranger team, scoring the first goal is so important. Even though they didn't get that tonight, it's really important that they start putting the pucks in it early when they can. So it's going to be an interesting road trip. You know, we'll see what happens, how they come home. That doesn't get much easier either.
No doubt, man. Any final thoughts from you, RP? Rangers proud.
Solid game tonight. It was great to see Zuccarello and Zibanejad score some big goals. It was great to see the whole team play as a team. I have to say, it's probably the first time we've seen that. You really didn't have too many complaints about any one player on the team, which is great. Great to see. Looking forward to see what they can do on this West Coast road trip. Sometimes team bonding on these road trips really helps out. A bunch of rookies, they're not used to it. Get to travel the West Coast a little bit, so it should be fun. Some late games. Always good to watch, and keep following along on my Facebook pages, Facebook, Ranger Proud, Twitter, Ranger Proud, Instagram, at Ranger.Proud. Please read, share. My articles are really appreciated on Elite Sports New York. Keep trying to bang out as many stories as we can on the Ranger team. And, of course, you can follow Steve, your Yankees, your Knicks, and your Giants, and all the New York sport teams. We have it all covered, so I appreciate all the support. We don't really want to mention the Giants. I'm sorry, Steve. And we'll just take it from there.
All right. Sounds good. Shout-outs to Ranger Prowl. Let me say this real quick. Around the rest of the league, I didn't know the Avalanche were playing this well. I know when we played them, we beat them.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know we were responsible for their only loss. Maybe I got to go back and look. Because I looked at it and like, man, they're winning a lot of these games. And we played them well. I was shocked.
They're playing
about
really
that.
Well. Nathan McKinnon is playing really well.
That's King Kong.
They score
King
a lot
Kong
of goals,
right
man.
that's King Kong. And I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that we beat them, but I thought there were other teams that were in their way too. I was shocked about that.
Yeah.
I was watching a lot of the West Coast hockey. And, well, actually, let's start in the East. Tampa Bay looks good, man. I mean, no surprise there.
They always
There's
look
no
good.
Surprise there. No surprise there. I mean, they look phenomenal. Looking at the rest of the East, you know, there's been some games.
Look at Carolina. You've been talking about them all season. They got 11 points.
Yeah, they look good. Oh, absolutely. They lost recently to somebody.
I think they lost two. I forgot what their last couple of games are. Yeah, they're a little bit on a downswing. But you want to know? Can't really complain. They're playing well. Montreal's only got one loss on the season.
That's what I'm saying.
Another surprise. Yeah,
kind of shocked
some
me.
Great hockey going on, you know.
But the Central Division,
really
top to bottom.
Hockey.
The Central Division. I mean, I saw the Blues they're considered the worst of the best. And that's the way we're going to describe the Central Division, the worst of the best. The St. Louis Blues beat the Jets. Impressive win. I watched that game. I mean, like I said, the Central Division is loaded. A lot of people, I don't think, give – when you talk on a general casual hockey level, even among NHL fans, it seems like it's a lot of talk, Ranger fans in particular, just within our own division and maybe no further than the Atlantic, with Boston and Toronto. That Central Division is loaded, man. I mean Nashville is it may be the class act along with the Jets, but every team in that division is there's no let up, man. I mean, what St. Louis did to the Jets was very impressive, and they're the last place team in that division. Beat them easily in their own building.
Actually, Dallas is right now.
Or their last place?
St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis is 2-3
okay,
and 2, and Dallas
changed.
Is 3-4.
Dallas, it kind of stumbled a little bit. Dallas kind of stumbled
a
little bit. They started off good.
Yeah, Dallas did. Yeah. He did.
All right.
But you're right. Well, you want to know something? That is a tight division now, and the season just started. I mean, they're only 8 games into that division, and there's only 8 points that separates 7th place to 1st place. They're going to be battling all year in that division. That's fun to watch. That really is some good hockey.
All right, no doubt, man. Ranger Pro, we'll be back next Tuesday, right before the start of Rangers versus Sharks. That's a 10:30 game. We'll be on right before then just to discuss what happened in Chicago and Los Angeles over the weekend. And then cap off the rest of the West Coast trip. So hopefully Blue Shirts do what they need to do. Yeah, so if they get a split 4 points out of that, I'll be happy. I'll be content with that. I definitely will.
Absolutely.
All right. For Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, and Ranger.Proud on Instagram, writer for Elite Sports New York. This is the Bleed Blue Show episode on BleedBlueShow.com, iTunes, Podcast Republic. Tune in your Stitcher app. We'll be back next Tuesday. Shout outs to Rangerstown. Shout outs to the stakeholders. Love the feedback we've gotten on these podcasts from Ranger Proud and myself and other stakeholders that have called and weighed their opinion. They love the RP, so shout out to the stakeholders, man. Sangre Azul. Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.